This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My name is Danladi Victor Kwemi. I'm from Taraba State. I've listened to your teachings on YouTube. It's a privilege to be here with you today. My question goes like this. As a Christian, I was raised... in an interfaith family, and I have close friends who are Muslims. I grew up surrounded by love from both Christians and Muslims. It is so clear to me that there is goodness in both religions, both Christian and Muslims. My auntie, I said, it is so clear that there is goodness. There is goodness in both religions, Christian and Muslim. I have an auntie, one and only auntie. She's a Muslim. My father is a Christian. And she's so loving. So much love has been shown to me by my Muslim friends to an extent that I told them I want to become a Muslim. I was contemplating conversion. Then, afterward, I started going to the mosque with them, listening to the teachings. From there, I sat down and think one day. The question is, if our faiths do not oppose each other, if our faiths do not oppose each other, if our guiding figures like Prophet Muhammad and Jesus, if their guidance, if their teachings do not oppose each other, then why don't we channel our energy into cultivating a common goal? And so, I say, if Jesus' teaching and Muhammad's teaching do not interfere each other, why don't we now summon this energy into cultivating major things that they teach about? Jesus teach about love, respect, harmony, and likewise Muhammad. Muhammad teach about love, respect, harmony, togetherness. So my question is, why don't we now sum of this energy together to teach each other about all these things that the both prophet taught us? Instead of maybe having a debate, why don't we consider interfering initiative, faith, and focus on serving humanity, combating poverty, disease, injustice, corruption? What do you think about this?
Very good question. The brother asked a very good question. He's a Christian. He says that if the teachings of Prophet Muhammad and Jesus don't collide, if they agree, why don't we channelize all our efforts together for harmony, for peace, rather than having debates? That's what I'm asking the Christian missionaries. Why do the Christian missionaries go away from the teachings of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him? According to me, the teachings of Jesus and Prophet Muhammad are the same. The Christian missionaries are not following the teachings of Jesus.
How?
A very good question. How? Islam is the only non-Christian faith which makes it an article of faith to believe in Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. No Muslim is a Muslim if he does not believe in Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. We believe that he was one of the mightiest messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe that he was born miraculously without any male intervention, which many modern day Christians today do not believe. We believe that he gave life to the dead with God's permission. We believe that he healed those born blind and lepers with God's permission. The Christians and the Muslims, we are going together. But where is the parting of ways? The parting of ways is that most of the Christians say that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, he claimed divinity. He was God. In fact, if you read the Bible, there is not a single unequivocal statement in the complete Bible where Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, himself says that I am God, or where he says worship me. If you can point out any unequivocal statement, any unambiguous statement from anywhere in the Bible where Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, himself says that I am God, or where he says worship me, I, Dr. Zakir Naik, I'm ready to accept Christianity now. I'm not speaking on behalf of the other Muslims and brothers. I'm a student of comparative religion. I'm ready to put my head on the guillotine. I've read the Bible. They have not. There is not a single unequivocal statement. And I repeat, if any Christian can point out a single unequivocal statement, a single unambiguous statement, where Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, himself says that I am God, or where he says worship me, I am ready to accept Christianity. Himself means it should be in red letter. There is something like a red letter Bible. You know red letter Bible? Red letter Bible means whatever Jesus Christ spoke himself, it is put in red. So never will you find anywhere where Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, himself says that I am God, where he says worship. In fact, if you read the Bible, Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, says in Gospel of John, chapter number 14, verse number 28, my Father is greater than I. Gospel of John, chapter number 10, verse number 29, my Father is greater than all. Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 12, verse number 28, I cast out devil with the Spirit of God. Gospel of Luke, chapter number 11, verse number 20, I with the finger of God cast out devil. Gospel of John, chapter number 5, verse number 20. Gospel of John, chapter number 5, verse number 30. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just. For I seek not my will, but the will of my Father. Anyone who says I seek not my will, but will of Almighty God, he's a Muslim. So Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, is a Muslim. He never claimed divinity. It's clearly mentioned in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 5, verse number 17-19. It says, think not that I have come to destroy the law and the prophets. Now, all this in red letter. If you open the Bible, all this is in red letter, means Jesus Christ himself said. In Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 5, verse number 17-19. Think not that I have come to destroy the law of the prophets. I have come not to destroy, but to fulfill. And until the heaven and the earth pass away, not one jot or tittle shall pass away from the law until all be fulfilled. Unless you, and if anyone shall break one of the least commandments and teach men so do so, will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever shall keep the commandments and teach the same will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Unless your righteousness, verse number 20, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, in no way shall you enter heaven. This is verbatim from King James Version of the Bible, Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 5, verse number 17-20.
That's great.
Unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall not enter Jannah. That means you have to follow all the teachings of Moses, all earlier, that God is one, he has got no image, and he has got no idols. It further mentions the Gospel of John, chapter number 14, verse number 24. The words that you hear are not mine, but my Father's who has sent me. Gospel of John, chapter number 17, verse number 3. This is life eternal, so that you may know that there is one God and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. It's mentioned in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 19, verse number 16 and 17. When one of the scribes comes and tells Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, good master, what good thing should I do so that I shall attain eternal life? So Jesus Christ replies, why thou callest me good? There is only one good, and that is Father in heaven. And if you want to enter eternal life, keep the commandments. He didn't say that if you want to go to heaven, you believe I'm God. He never said that, believe that, died on the cross for your sin. He said, if you want to enter eternal life, keep the commandment. What is the commandment? God is one. He has got no image. Don't make idol. It's clearly mentioned in the book. Now, all this is things of Jesus Christ. This is not the saying of Jesus Christ. But it's mentioned in the book of Acts, chapter number 2, verse number 22. Hear, O Israel, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God amongst you, by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him, and you are witness to it. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God amongst you, by wonders and miracles and signs which God did by him amongst you. And when Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, asked, that which is the first of the commandment? He replied in the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 12, verse number 29, in red letter. He said the same thing what Moses said. Shema Israelo, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. So what you're suggesting, I'm suggesting the same. But your Christian missionaries are doing the opposite. They are teaching wrong things about Jesus Christ to the audience. Where nowhere in the Bible Jesus claimed divinity, why do they say Jesus is God? Why do they say Jesus is God? So it is not matching. It is not matching with the Quran. It's not matching with the Bible. They are deceiving the people. Jesus never claimed divinity. So my argument is, I agree with you, what is matching with the Quran and the Bible? We follow, but the Quran never says Jesus is God. So why are they misguiding the people? Can you point out a single verse in the Bible, unequivocal verse, unambiguous verse, where Jesus, peace be upon himself, says he's God? Do you believe Jesus is God? I'm asking you, brother. Yes. Okay, now let's come to you. Forget about the other Christian. Forget about the other. Yes. Let's talk about you and me. Do you believe Jesus is God, or is he a messenger of God?
You know,
I'm asking you a simple question. Yes. Do you believe Jesus is God? Yes or no?
I believe that Jesus is Lord. And I also believe that Jesus is a messenger from God. Because it was God that came to the world through a body. I see Jesus as God.
I'm asking you one question. I'm not asking explanation. Became flesh. Where did it mention?
No, I said I believe that Jesus is God who came to the world through human flesh. But actually, I'm not debating.
Where is this mentioned? Where is this mentioned in the Bible? Where it is mentioned? And you are talking. What you are talking, I'll tell you. What you are talking is Gospel of John, chapter number 1. I can give you. Where you are talking from, this is not the words of Jesus. We are talking that Jesus came as the Word and the Word became flesh, correct? You want me to give the reply? Do you want me to give the reply? What you're quoting, first of all, is not the words of Jesus. What you're quoting is Gospel of John, chapter number 1, verse number 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. Correct?
Right.
Then down the line, after a few verses, the Word became flesh.
You're right.
Correct, you're right. Who said this? Did Jesus say this?
I admired your knowledge.
You don't know, I know. I'm a student of comparative religion. This is not the words of Jesus. This first verse, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word became God, is the writing of a Jewish by the name of Philo of Alexandria. He wrote it before Jesus Christ was born and before John. And he did not attribute any divinity to it. The person who wrote is not John also. It's not Jesus. It's a Jew by the name of Philo of Alexandria. You read, history will tell you that. Okay. Now you are telling that the Word became God. That means Jesus is God. Now let's analyze. Okay, can't put the Word as God. If I agree with you for your argument, you are saying Word is God, Jesus is God, correct? You said Jesus was the Word, it became flesh, it is God. So let's substitute Word with God. So in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was God.
Yes.
God was with God.
I was with God. Yeah.
Two gods.
Yes.
Yes, two gods.
Yes,
two gods.
From where?
Mistake.
What?
Mistake. God is one. How can there be two gods? I'm explaining to you. Your church will not explain to you. I'm explaining to you. You're a very good Christian.
That's why I love listening.
Yes,
to you,
therefore I'm
going deeper.
Yes, yes. I'm explaining to you now. So if you agree that Jesus was the Word and became flesh, and he's God, so let's substitute Word with God. So in the beginning was God. God was with God. God became God. Doesn't make sense. Anyway, let me tell you. Now, you know the Bible is written in Greek and Aramaic. It's not in English. The word for true God, the word for God with a capital G is Hotios. Hotios, meaning the God. And there's something like with a small g, means a godly person. There's something like God, the God with a capital G, and a godly person with a small g. Correct? Like how the Bible says Moses was sent as a God to Pharaoh. God means a messenger. Small g.
Yes.
For the true God, the word used is Hotios, Greek word. For the small g God, it is Tontios. So in the beginning was the word was with God. That God is Hotios, real God. In the beginning was the word was with God, capital G. And in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. The next God is Tontios, meaning a small God, like Moses, messenger of God. Do you understand? So according to the Bible, it says in the beginning was the Word. The Word was the true God. And the Word became a messenger. So Jesus is a messenger. And that messenger became flesh. No problem. First of all, it's not the saying of Jesus Christ. It's not in red letter. Yet I entertained you. Because I'm a student of the Bible. You are not a student of the Bible. Correct? I'm quoting from my memory. Correct?
Yes.
So according to the Bible also, Jesus was a messenger of God. So I'm asking a simple question. Point out a single unequivocal statement. Single unambiguous statement. From anywhere in the Bible where Jesus said, I am God or worship me, I am ready to accept Christianity. If you can't, you should accept Islam. Accept Islam means believe Jesus is the messenger of God, not God.
I don't really have a problem with that.
MashaAllah, no problem.
But I still have another question.
Wait, I'll answer. So you don't have a problem in agreeing that Jesus is the messenger, correct?
I don't have a problem with that.
Very good.
I still have questions.
Now, what's your question then, Anand? Or what's your question? One more question.
The question I want to ask you is, but before then, I want you to know that I have deep admiration and respect for Islam and Christian.
MashaAllah.
All right.
Only verbal respect doesn't carry weight.
Pardon?
Verbal respect doesn't carry weight. It should be practical. Verbal respect. Only by mouth said, it should be with reality.
No.
Yes, it should be a man. Okay, continue.
However, I have a question about religious conversion. I have a question about someone converting from one religion to another religion. I have a question about somebody converting from one religion to another. And the question is, we have instances where people are converting from Christian to Islam. Tomorrow you wake up, you see one Christian convert to, you have instances where someone will convert from Islam to Christian. Tomorrow you wake up, you see a Christian converting to Islam.
I asked the brother to ask me directly so that I can hear and I can repeat, so my microphone can be heard better. The brother said he has a deep love for Islam and he respects Islam from bottom of his heart. He was called by a friend. He's asking the question that someday one Muslim converts to Christianity, sometimes the Christian converts to Islam. Why should we convert? What is the reason? Correct? Your main question is, why should you convert? Why should we consider one religion desirable better than the other? Is question. Now you go to one school, which teaches 2 plus 2 is equal to 3. The other school teaches 2 plus 2 is equal to 4. The third school teaches 2 plus 2 is equal to 5. Now, student of first school goes to school number 2. First school teaches 2 plus 2 is equal to 3. Second school teaches 2 plus 2 is equal to 4. Third school teaches 2 plus 2 is equal to 5. Brother, which is correct? First, second or third? I'm asking you, you know mathematics? Which is correct? First, second or third? Correct. The school that teaches 2 plus 2 is equal to 4 is correct. Because you know maths. As far as religion is concerned, I know religion very well. As far as maths is concerned, you are very good. So if a person goes from school 1 to school 2, is he doing correct or no? If a person changes from school 1 to school 2, is he doing correct or no? From school number 1, he goes to school number 2. The first school teaches 2 plus 2 is equal to 3. The first school teaches 2 plus 2 is equal to 3. He leaves that school and goes to the second school which teaches 2 plus 2 is equal to 4. Is he doing correct or not? Correct or no? Which school is correct? You said school number 2 is correct. Yes. Because first school is teaching 2 plus 2 is equal to 3. The second school is teaching 2 plus 2 is equal to 4. So he leaves school number 1 and joins school number 2. Is he good or not? Correct. Correct. So school number 2 teaches 2 plus 2 is equal to 4. So the student of school 1 leaves school 1 and joins school 2. Good student or not? Good student. A student from school 3, which teaches 2 plus 2 is equal to 5, leaves that school and join school too. Good or right? Right. Now, one student changes from school 2 and goes to school 1. He leaves the school teaching 2 plus 2 is equal to 4 because he's misguided by someone. And he joins the school that says 2 plus 2 is equal to 1. Is he right or wrong? Wrong. Correct. So same way, those who are leaving Islam and becoming a Christian, they are wrong. And those who leave Christianity and come to Islam is correct. Why? Allah says in the Quran in Surah Imran chapter 3 verse number 19, Inna deena indallahi al-Islam. The only religion acceptable in the sight of Allah is Islam. And all the prophets of God, Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, peace be upon him, they taught there is one God. Now if someone comes and teaches you wrong things, no, God is three in one, God became flesh, this is not part of the teachings of Allah. It's not the part of the teachings even of the Bible. It is the church which is teaching. Even though the Bible is changed, it's not in the authentic form. Yet I can prove to you from the Bible that Jesus never claimed God. And I gave you so many references. So now you agreed that you have no problem in accepting that Jesus is a messenger. Very good. I'm asking you the question. Do you believe that Prophet Muhammad is a messenger? You believe? Very good. But do you believe Prophet Muhammad to be a messenger of God? Very good. So, to enter the school of Islam, you require two things. Number one, believe there is God, one God. And believe that no one else is God, not even Jesus. Number two, you have to believe that Prophet Muhammad and Prophet Jesus, both are messengers of God. If you believe these two things, you enter the fold of Islam. Practicing and all becomes later. The minimum two requirement to enter the school of Islam is two things. Number one, believe that there is one God and there is no other God besides the true God Allah. Jesus is not God, Muhammad is not God, Moses is not God, Adam is not God. Number one. Number two, believe that Prophet Muhammad and Jesus is a messenger of God. If you believe in these two things, you can become admission into the school of Islam. Would you like to admit yourself in the school of Islam? But ask you a question. Now, don't look in the mobile. Don't look in the mobile. Ask you a question. You believe that there's one God? You believe there's one God?
I believe in what?
You believe there is one God?
One God.
One God.
One God.
One God.
Yes, I believe there's one God.
And you believe Jesus is the messenger of God?
Yes, I believe that Jesus is the messenger of God.
Yes. And then do you believe that Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of God?
Yes, I believe Prophet Muhammad is the
messenger
of God.
Yes, so if you believe in this, according to me, you're a Muslim.
So,
these are the minimum two things required for a person to become Muslim. Later on, praying 5 times, giving zakat, fasting will come slowly. But to enter Islam, you have to believe these two things. There's one God, and Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of God. So according to me, you're a Muslim. Would you like to say it in Arabic?
Do I what?
Would you like to say that in a formal way in Arabic? Brother Dallaji Victor, he agrees that there is one God. He agrees that Jesus is a messenger of God. He also agrees that Prophet Muhammad is a messenger of God. He wants to ask one question. One question before he accepts Islam. He said, you gave the example of 2 plus 2 is equal to 4, 2 plus 2 is equal to 3, 2 plus 2 is equal to 5. Leave that aside. Can you show me in the Quran, where does it say that who qualifies to be a Christian and who qualifies to be a Muslim? Very good. Very good. Now, Quran says that the original followers of Jesus are Muslims. Allah says in Surah Imran chapter 3 verse 54, Makarum makarallah wallahu khairul makirin. Verse before that, the helpers of Jesus, and Jesus said, I am Muslim. So the true believers of Jesus, the Quran says, are Muslim. But Quran also says that those people who have been misguided, for example, I quoted the verse of the Quran, but not full, of Surah Imran chapter 3 verse 110. kuntum khaira ummatin ukhrijat lin nas ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah. O ye Muslims, you are the best of people, you are for mankind. Enjoying what is good and forbidding what is wrong and believing in Allah. And the verse continues. Walau ahmana ahlul kitab lakana khairul lahum. If the people of the book had faith, it would have been better for them. If the Christians and Jews had faith, it would have been better for them. Minhumul mu'minin wa aktharuhumul fasiqin. Among them, there are some few who are believers like you. But the majority are transgressors. Minhumul mu'minin. Among them, there are some who are believers. Believers means Muslims. Means Muslims. But majority are fasik, are transgressors. And Allah gives the example. Allah is giving the example of those people who are misguided. لَقَدْ كَفْرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمَ. They say, they are doing kufr. Means these misguided Christians, they are blaspheming those who say, Jesus is Allah. وَقَالَ الْمَسِيحُ. But that's right. But said Christ, Ya Bani Israel, O children of Israel, Ubudullah, worship Allah, Rabbi wa Rabbukum, my Lord and your Lord. Inna may shrik billah, anyone who associate partners with Allah, faqad harrama alayhi al-jannah, Allah will make jannah haram for him, wa ma wa hun nar, wa ma li zalimin min ansar, and fire shall be his dwelling place, and he shall have no help in the hereafter. Here you are having examples of true Muslims. Among the Christians, there are two groups, the true believers and the misguided. Allah is saying, لَقَدْ كَفْرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا. They are doing kufr. They are blaspheming those who say Jesus is God. But said Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, O Bani Israel, O children of Israel, O Abudullah, worship Allah, Rabbi wa Rabbukum, who's my Lord and your Lord. Don't worship me. Worship Allah, who's my Lord and your Lord. Any inno imashrik billah, anyone who associate partners with God, فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ الْجَنَّةِ, Allah will make jannah haram for him. وَمَا وَهُ النَّارِ وَمَا لِذَالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنْصَارِ, and fire shall be dwelling place, and he shall have no helpers in the hereafter. So this verse is talking about the Christians, some who are believers like you, who believe that Jesus is not God, he's a messenger of God, who also believe that God is one, and who believe Prophet Muhammad is the messenger. But the majority, they are misguided.
I have a question to ask you.
You said one question. There are other people
in the queue, brother.
Brother. You have to be. Yeah. There are five people waiting. We don't have so much time.
Okay, just a second.
There are too many people waiting, brother. You have to understand.
Okay. Do you believe in teachings of Jesus Christ?
Do you believe in?
Did you believe in the teachings of Jesus?
I believe in the true teachings of Jesus, not the false teachings.
Does this have false and true teachings?
Of course. I told you false and true. People are claiming Jesus claimed divinity. He never did divinity. I am a student of comparative religion.
Tell me two false teachings of Jesus.
Two false teachings.
Yes.
False. The church says Jesus claimed divinity. He never did that. This is a false teaching of church. So false teaching of church, you start thinking it is correct. Correct? So Jesus never claimed divinity. That's what the Quran says. That's what the Bible says. Not my will, but thy will be done.
But if you believe in the teachings of Jesus, and I believe in the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, and both of us believe in the teachings of these two powerful messengers
so
of God,
we have to believe in the true teachings of Jesus. I told you, a Muslim cannot be a Muslim unless he believes in Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. But the true teaching, not the teaching of the church. So the biggest culprit here is the church. The church is not following the Bible. Because if the church follows the Bible, everyone will become Muslims. The church doesn't want the people to follow the Bible. You understand? So they keep on telling wrong things about the Bible. I am a student of comparative religion. I studied the Bible and I try and give the commonalities and tell the world.
So literally you've read the real Bible that was written in the original language?
Yes. No, the Bible is there. Even though the Bible is changed. Even in the changed and the corrupted form of the Bible, what the church says is not there. So church is misguiding people so that they get money. You understand, no? They get popularity, they get money, you go and believe them. So that's the I am come here to tell the truth. So now, brother, there are already four people waiting. Correct? Would you like to say it in Arabic what you said in English?
Just one thing. The last.
No, no, we cannot. It will be wrong. It will be haram. I'll be doing a sin. There are five people waiting. You already asked five questions, correct? So I have to be, you don't have to be kind.
I've asked two questions.
You told I have to be kind and just. It will be wrong.
Okay, okay. Yes.
You can wait after the question answer is over.
I will join them and come back.
No, no, after the, but would you like to say the Shahada in public now? You said you will say twice. I will say and then you didn't say. I will say you didn't say. Are you trying to fool me?
No.
Okay, so now my question is, do you want to say the Shahada in Arabic?
I'm just trying to be rational about one thing.
By the recording is going on, you're very rational.
No.
You told me one question answered, second question answered, third question answered. If you don't want to do, don't do. I'm not forcing you.
No, I'm
not forcing you. The recording is there. You were very kind down. We don't allow a discussion.
Yes.
Wait, listen to me.
Okay.
I'm not forcing you to accept Islam.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
The recording is going on. Mm-hmm. I answered your question. You asked one more question. Mm-hmm. You said, okay, I agree that Jesus is a messenger. Okay, answer this question, then I say Shahada. I came there. Okay, answer. Now you say two more questions. I cannot misguide the people. They're waiting there. Okay. Don't want to say, don't say Shahada. I'm not forcing you. Want to say, say. You'll be truthful. You don't want to be truthful. Don't want to say Shahada, don't say. I cannot let them wait longer.
Yeah, it is.
You can deceive the people. I cannot.
Yeah, it is actually embracing any religion is from the heart.
Of course.
And for one, before one will embrace a certain religion, he will be distracted by a lot of thought.
How fine. You if you don't want to accept, don't accept. You told me one question, you told thrice. I answered all three. Now you're asking two more. You are trying to deceive me.
No, you should have
told me there are 10 questions. I'll say, come afterwards.
No.
No problem. If you're not convinced, no problem. The world is watching you. It's doing live telecast.
Yes, but there's one thing that makes
live
me
telecast.
Believe.
Let's not waste time. Please, other people are there. You want to say the Shahada, say. Don't want to say, don't say. Yes, no problem. Don't. Say, I made a mistake, sorry. And
no, I didn't make a mistake.
Say sorry and step down.
I'm sorry.
Yes, yeah. No problem.